AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge in Florida appears willing to unveil some of the affidavits supporting the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's estate. The judge ordered the Justice Department to put forward proposed redactions, and it gave them a week to do it. Several news organizations, including the AP, sought to unseal additional records tied to last week's search, including the affidavit. Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer of Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty to 15 counts, including tax evasion. The AP's Mike Sisak in New York reports it's a plea deal for Weisselberg. There is a trial coming up.
There's a specific condition here where in court today and again in October, he will have to talk about his role and the company's role in this off-the-books compensation scheme, but not necessarily talking about Donald Trump and other members of the Trump family.
Weisselberg is accused of helping some employees avoid income taxes by failing to report their full compensation. In Chicago, a woman who's been central to R. Kelly's legal troubles for more than two decades testified the R&B singer sexually abused her hundreds of times before she turned 18 years old, starting when she was 15. R. Kelly is serving a 30-year prison sentence for his conviction in a New York federal trial this year. The CDC is setting aside an extra 50,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine for places with upcoming gay pride events. Bob Fenton is White House monkeypox response coordinator.
This is important. It's innovative. The way that we will bolster local efforts to meet people where they are and mitigate the spread of monkeypox.
The vast majority of monkeypox cases have been men who have had sex with men. Instagram and Facebook suspended Children's Health Defense from its platforms after the anti-vaccine group led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. repeatedly violated rules prohibiting misinformation about the coronavirus. The Dow finished up 18 points. This is AP News. Prosecutors rested their case in the trial of two men accused of kidnapping the governor of Michigan.
An FBI agent who was working undercover told jurors about a stop at a bridge near Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's vacation home during a night ride by anti-government extremists to continue planning a kidnapping. The government alleges that destroying the bridge was part of a scheme to get Whitmer and would have slowed down law enforcement response. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for a second time. The jury in April couldn't reach a unanimous verdict against them. Two other men were acquitted. I'm Norman Hall.
A three-year-old Missouri girl has died from injuries sustained in a gas explosion that killed her father and injured her mother, two siblings, and five other relatives. The family's house in far southern Missouri town of Wyatt erupted in flames earlier this week. Officials say the source of the explosion has been narrowed down to two propane-powered appliances, a stove and a water heater. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.